Nuns, believe it or not, are one of the most abandoned groups in purgatory. We're going to talk about that it is, why it is, and several reasons why you should consider praying for this most beautiful group in purgatory. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 7 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea. It began on March 18th, ending on April 19th. You could search for it in a playlist. You know it's the consecration video because it has that icon of Our Lady, Star of the Sea. Let's get into today's reading. The purgatory of religious is much longer and more rigorous than that of people in the world because religious abuse special graces. Many nuns are abandoned in purgatory by their own fault, of course, for nobody ever remembers them. Our deceased Reverend Mother has told me that God would be very pleased were the community to have a mass set for them from time to time. Be sure and tell this to Mother Superior. God loves Reverend Mother very much. He gives her a heavy cross to prove his love for her. No one can have a real understanding of the sufferings in purgatory. No one thinks of them in the world. Even religious communities forget that they should pray for the poor souls and that they should inspire their pupils with this devotion. They, in turn, would bring this devotion to other people of the world. Now, again, this is from the unpublished manuscript on purgatory, a beautiful book that I recommend for you to begin reading right now. So let's talk about this. That it's the case, easily believable. I think about my wife. I think about kind of the plight of the typical mother, and nuns are spiritual mothers, that often they put the needs of others first and their needs last. Women and mothers out there, comment down below if you can relate to that. So they're taking care of their own needs last. Sometimes this is just kind of like a survival mechanism that really, perhaps it shouldn't be there. I don't know, but it's the case. And we can imagine that it's a case for nuns. When we think of religious, who is at the forefront, who's sort of given more attention? Priests, because they give us the sacraments. So sometimes people can look at nuns and not really even understand, well, what's their purpose? What do they do? And we know that prayer is the firepower of the church. There's different sayings that say something like that a sermon will convert, if you're lucky, in a given homily. It'll convert maybe a few dozen, maybe 100 people at the most, but that prayer and sacrifice can convert thousands. Prayer is the firepower of the church. So therefore, we could say that nuns and women religious, that often their charisms have been with prayer, they're the firepower of the church. They're like the gunpowder of bullets. And prayer is often just ignored. What is prayer? Are you just wasting time? What are you doing? Often people that are in active ministries or active in the world simply don't understand the value of prayer. Because of that, since that's one of the main ministries of nuns, that can often be ignored. Often they have other background ministries, working in parishes, working in hospitals, these types of things that people see as unimportant. However, we know from our Catholic faith the role that women saints have had in the church. We think of St. Catherine of Siena, St. Therese, St. Teresa of Avila. It's because of these nuns that the church has been completely transformed and changed. Much of us wouldn't even have faith if it wasn't because of nuns instilling that faith in us. They really have dramatically shifted the world, beginning with the Blessed Mother, who was like the forerunner of religious women, with other saints, St. Martha, St. Mary Magdalene, and many other early Catholic women. Imagine if you had an army of nuns behind you so we could take advantage of this reality. Think of the many, maybe thousands or millions of nuns that are abandoned in purgatory because people think, well, we don't even know that they're there, or we think they're already in heaven. And if we do remember them, we pray for our families, and then we pray for priests. Nuns are sort of ignored. They're there for us to pray for. Can you imagine these women that were called to prayer during their life, us praying for their release from purgatory and us having an army of nuns behind you? Talk about being spiritually set for life. That would be a very wise decision. We cannot pray for every single group in purgatory. We cannot have a love for every single group in purgatory. We must focus on one or the other. But consider this. Perhaps God is calling you today to pray for abandoned nuns in purgatory. your rewards and the help that you will receive will be more than you can possibly imagine. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, God bless you, and I'll see you in day 8.